This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 2, The Bride of the King. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 45. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord. Yesterday we focused on the first half of Psalm 45, which praises the virtues of the king on his wedding day. Today, as we look at the second half, we consider the king's bride. What does this day mean for her? She is praised and honored for her beauty. Her reputation and influence through this marriage will spread through the nations and down through the ages. Who is the bride who is worthy of the king described in the first half of the psalm? Who is the bride who can serve as the other half of this image of the world's hope? The New Testament reveals that the bride of the world's true king is the church. Jesus Christ is the world's true king, and his work is to gather a community of people to be his bride. It's a community made beautiful by his love and sacrifice. The glorious royal wedding of Christ and the church is the hope of the world, and it's something we get to participate in. How? Psalm 45 explains that the bride must leave behind old allegiances and give her love and loyalty to the king. When we turn away from our selfish desires and our loyalties to other things that can distract us, false gods, and we give ourselves to Christ, then our joy is in him, and his joy is ours. This is a snapshot of the world's true story and the world's true hope.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.